This is Let's Hear It on WMUK, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. This Friday is opening night of the Gershwin musical Crazy for You at the Kalamazoo Civic. Based on George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 musical Girl Crazy, this update with a new book by Ken Ludwig won the 1992 Tony Award for Best Musical.
Shall we dance or keep on moving? Shall we dance and walk on air?
Tonight you'll hear a preview of the Kalamazoo Civics production with choreographer Catherine Williams and the director, Ben Zillman.
I think Crazy for You is the ultimate musical comedy. It's got terrific production numbers. The book is so funny. The music by the Gershwins is incomparable. And, you know, with so much bad news and sadness, you know, filling the airwaves, it's nice to just go to the theater, laugh, sit back, and enjoy a really terrific show.
You know, as some of us get older, although both of you are ever youthful, to watch dancing, I've become more and more impressed and educated about dancing over the last couple decades. And it's sure something you kind of are rooting for as you sit in the theater to see group dances and especially tap. I'm so thrilled to know there's tap dancing in the show.
The show has ballroom, tap dance, a musical theater type, jazz. It's a lovely show that has so many styles. We're really lucky to be able to investigate and manipulate.
You were put in charge how long ago, Ben, on this musical?
Well, I think I was asked to do it just about a year ago. And we began production meetings back in December. So we've been working on this for almost 6 months now.
And what was your vision?
Well, I think to tell the story as honestly and as succinctly as possible, giving the emphasis to the production numbers, although the scenes are very, very funny, they're pretty short. It's like you have a 2-minute scene that leads into a 6-minute production number, and then you have another 3-minute scene that leads into a 4-minute production number. Dance is extremely important in this production, and so we wanted to make sure that we had costume elements, scenic elements, lighting, properties, everything that kind of came together to give the dance the attention and prominence that it deserved.
Now, both of you are bringing a lifetime of theatrical experience to this production, and for those who aren't totally up to date on your biographies, I wondered, Ben, would you tell us a little about your experience to date as a theater man of everything?
Well, I did my first show at the Civic back in 1978, so it's been almost 40 years, and I've had the good fortune to direct lots of musicals, including The Wizard of Oz and Fiddler on the Roof and Forever Plaid. And then I've also done some plays as well. I did The Diary of Anne Frank, and I did Broadway Bound and Bright Beach Memoirs. And I've performed in several productions. And I've kind of, you know, done a little bit of everything. I've really been pretty fortunate.
This will be the last production for you as a Kalamazoo Civic employee?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I joined the staff 17 seasons ago as the marketing director, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And as I said, during that 17 years, I've been able to direct and act and participate in lots of different productions, and I expect to continue to participate, hopefully as a director and a volunteer actor. You know, I was a volunteer for almost 20 years before I joined the staff, and so I'm looking forward to becoming a volunteer once again.
Well, congratulations on such an immense contribution to theater in Kalamazoo.
Thank you.
And Catherine, if I could put you in the hot seat as well and ask you to talk about some of the highlights when you look back, some of the really important moments.
Well, I think a key thing is the fact that my first job as a choreographer at the Civic was also 1978. And that's a while ago. I started choreographing when I was in high school for a paid job. So I was very, very blessed. And started working there, working in the public schools. And then I ended up working at Gilmore's, the old department store. And Ben was my manager, besides my friend from when we were 12. And so we've worked together in this capacity, director, choreographer, for a long time. And we have a very good rapport. And it's really, really nice to work together.
Do you have to have a bigger picture when you're writing dances, when you're choreographing dances?
It's really interesting because you read the script. You discuss with the director their vision because they're the director of all. And, you know, you work with the production elements and then you have to build sort of an overall blueprint, like constructions for a house or something. And you realize what needs to happen in each number. And then you have to listen to the music and study what the music tells you. And then you have to be familiar enough with the different styles, having been educated enough to know what is appropriate for what kind of music. And then as you start layering it, a foundation, and then more steps, and then more steps, and eventually you have a dance.
Do you feel like you're still learning about choreography?
Choreography is endless, always learning. Choreographers never feel like they're finished. They would like to go back and just fix a couple other things. And, you know, like artists are painting and then they say, step away from the palette. And sometimes for choreographers, we just have to stop and let it belong to the dancers and the people running the show, that you've done all you can do.
You're getting to that point very quickly here as the show opens this Friday.
That's right.
And will continue through May 16th. Full details and ticket information is available at kazoocivic.com, which is kazoocivic.com. Or you can simply call and talk to someone at 269-343-1313. There are special seat sales available and different packages, so you can find that information there.
Absolutely.
We'll come back to more of the story of the show, but maybe you can give us a synopsis of the very opening and get us into this first big dance number.
Well, as the show opens, we're introduced to Bobby Child. And Bobby has been raised in a very prominent banking family, but he doesn't want to follow in the family tradition. He wants to be a showman. He wants to sing and dance. And as he is being chastised by his mother at one point early in the show, he kind of steps out of reality and into his dreamland. And there's a wonderful production number called Can't Be Bothered Now.
Bad news, go away, call round someday in March or May. I can't be bothered now. My bonds and shares may fall downstairs. Who cares? Who cares? I'm dancing and I can't be bothered now.
Gershwin, Fred Astaire is dancing in front of my eyes. Every 1930s film musical I've ever seen is brought back by that fabulous dance music.
Absolutely. How do you not listen to that and just tap your toes? You just have to.
Speaking of tapping, Catherine Williams, who's my guest here, along with Ben Zillman, Catherine, you were saying during the music that there's a story behind how tap dance was developed, invented.
Well, it's really interesting. I teach part-time at Western in the dance department. And in some of our theory classes, we say that tap dance is born of American and African-American parents. And it's the blending, just like our country was, of the syncopations and rhythms from Africa, fused with the melodies and songs from Europe as people were down south melting together. And the shoe became warmed with something metal on the bottom to make these sounds, these clickety sounds. And it has such a strong sense of syncopation, the different gatherings of beats. And this show is a wonderful show. It has great tap numbers. And the idea that if these things had not occurred in history, we wouldn't have tap. We wouldn't have the jazz dance that we have today. So it's really neat to think about that. That was a fusion in our country of people blending, and then we have tap dance.
It's one of the greatest American exports is the music here and the style of dance. The American musical is an invention that happened here.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that I love about this show. You know, it is so fluffy and so breezy and so much fun, but it really does hold a very significant place in the history of musical theater. It was written in 1992, and at that time, Broadway had been enjoying about a decade of British imports. Les Miserables and Miss Saigon and Phantom of the Opera. And for as wonderful as those shows were, they were darker in theme. They featured heavy power ballads. And most of the orchestrations were very synthesized. Well, in 1992, along came this bright, breezy musical comedy known as Crazy for You. And it opened the door for future musical comedies like The Producers or Hairspray or The Drowsy Chaperone. So it really was kind of a reclaiming of the art form. And so it really is an important show.
How clever of the book writer, Ken Ludwig, to go back to the origins and find these terrific songs by Gershwin to put into this new book.
That's right. Crazy for You is based on a much older musical called Girl Crazy, which featured a very young Ethel Merman belting out I've Got Rhythm on Broadway. And then, of course, it was made into a film starring Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney in 1943. And they went back and they looked at the basic premise of the show, and then they did update it. And they really rewrote the book and infused kind of a great contemporary sensibility as far as the humor is concerned. And then they went back to the Gershwin songbook and they found additional songs and kind of interpolated them into the plot. And I just think it's a magical, magical piece.
I'm glad to hear that it sort of has a more modern sensibility. Some of the moments in those early films and stage musicals, the casual stereotyping and racism is just hard to take these days. And so Ken Ludwig completely changed the type of humor and the
absolutely.
And the scenario.
You know, he wrote Lend Me a Tenor, the wonderful farce Lend Me a Tenor. He wrote Moon Over Buffalo, which is another great show. And it's interesting because this is the only musical, I think, that he wrote the book on. And I was talking to someone the other day, and we were like, well, why hasn't he written more? And I don't know the answer to that, but hopefully he will.
My guests are director of Crazy for You, Ben Zillman, and choreographer Catherine Williams. The show opens this Friday and will run through May 16th. Tickets are available at kazoocivic.com, K-A-Z-O-O, Civic, or at 269-343-1313. And Catherine, I understand you have a partner in choreography.
Yes, it's really interesting. It's sort of a two-for-one. I have been lucky enough to be able to work with the second choreographer for this show, which is not the usual case. Usually it's one person working on a show. And Emily Duguay, that works in the theater department here in the Master of Arts program, is a lovely dancer and used to perform ballroom and tap. She danced with the Rockettes. And Ben kind of had this idea when we were looking at the amount of material, the amount of time we had to rehearse. And as I'm an older choreographer, tap is not as easy on my knee. And he goes, I have an idea. And we met, we discussed it, kind of felt each other out how it might go. And it's a very unusual occurrence to have two choreographers that get along so well, and our movement is so similar that it's meshed extremely well, and I wanted it to look like it was one person. And so I'm just so thankful that it goes together, and a few numbers we've done together. You do a little of this, I do a little of this, and just sort of like cooking in the kitchen together, cooking up a dance. And it's been really fun.
Now, a musical comes along with a score and a list of lines and songs. Why doesn't it come with the choreography as well?
Actually, some musicals do. And this particular one, it was did feature a choreographer's book, and we just chose to do our own choreography. The original choreography was done by the Tony Award-winning Susan Stroman, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And so we have kind of borrowed the flavor of some of her work, and then we chose to really kind of reinvent many of the numbers. And, you know, when you do a musical, I think one of the greatest compliments that you can receive is that it's so seamless. All of the elements come together. You kind of really can't tell where the director staged this and where the choreographer staged this. And I think we are achieving that with this show, in particular, when it kind of involves the work of the two choreographers. I think people will sit there all night going, I wonder which one did what, because their styles are very similar and their approach to the work is very similar. So it really has proven to be a wonderful collaboration.
How large is this cast?
Well, we have 10 Follies girls, and we have 8 cowboys, and so there are usually 18 people dancing, and then we have the principals. So I think there are about 28 people in the cast, and it is a full stage. But our designers have done a wonderful job providing us with the space that we need to stage these musical numbers fully and really, really in a very clean way.
So Bobby Child is the son of wealthy parents who want him to become a banker or something like that. And he just wants to dance. And but they send him out to Nevada to foreclose on some property.
Yes. And his mother sends him to Dead Rock, Nevada to foreclose on a theater. Well, for someone who loves to perform, can you imagine anything worse than foreclosing on a theater? Well, when he gets to Dead Rock, he is instantly smitten with the young woman who runs the theater. Well, as we say, you know, the plot thickens, and I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but there are lots of complications, lots of mistaken identities, and lots of fun.
Somehow these New York showgirls make it to Nevada and then meet a bunch of cowboys.
Absolutely, and they all are happy about that.
Yes, yes, the cowboys are, the girls are, and the girls bring to Nevada the color and life and bustle of the big city.
One of the most beloved Gershwin songs of all time is featured in this musical, Someone to Watch Over Me. Well, maybe you shouldn't tell us how this works in the plot. Who sings this anyway?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how it works into the plot. It's sung by Polly, the young lady who runs the theater. But I will say it's a testament to how brilliantly constructed this musical is, because it's fun, 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 and then it quiets down into this wonderful moment.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Thank you.
If you just tuned in, that's one of the great Gershwin numbers from Crazy for You. It's being staged starting Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic. I'm talking to director Ben Zillman and one of the two choreographers, Catherine Williams, who's working in tangent with Ms. Duguay.
Emily Duguay.
This is a dance number, heavy musical, but right there we have one of those heartbreaking moments that help put everything else in perspective.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the dance and certainly about the music. And one of the things I would like to touch on is Marie Kerstetter and the amazing orchestra that she's put together for this show. It is just incredible, whether they're playing those wonderful ballads or they're playing those jazz-inspired up-tempo numbers. It's an incredible group of musicians. And to sit there and just listen to it and be absorbed in it is really wonderful.
You mentioned there was a trend in music theater to put a lot of things on bass and synthesizers and drums and then have done with it. So it is really nice to have these acoustic sounds.
And, you know, it's interesting because at the time that this opened on Broadway in 1992, I was going into New York a lot. I saw all of those British imports and got swept up in all of the drama and all of the excitement of all of that. But when you walked into the theater and heard this brass and heard, you know, the
just
strings
hot, hot
and the woodwinds, whether it was this show or I saw a production of Gypsy with Tyne Daly, and it was the same thing. When that overture starts, it's incomparable. It's just amazing.
And you have a true veteran in the pit directing this, Marie Kerstetter.
An amazing talent. Amazing talent.
She's given a lot to music theater over the years in Kalamazoo. So
yes, she has.
Probably heard her name before.
Yeah, lots.
Yeah. She is just so incredibly gifted. I don't know that she even knows how talented she is or how rare her talent really is.
And how she can pull music out of people that didn't know they had it.
Mm-hmm. She's one of the very few people I've met who can talk, play, and sing all at once.
Absolutely.
And then have a little coffee. She multitasks. We love her dearly.
I remember a long time ago when we did a production of MAME, Gina Maria Chimner was playing Vera, and she came down with laryngitis. She could sort of talk, but she couldn't sing. So Marie sang her numbers from the pit with a microphone, and Marie and Gina moved her mouth. And I don't think most people were the wiser. They never knew. Yeah, so Marie was conducting the orchestra, playing the piano, and singing the solo at all at the same time.
That's incredible. Yeah. I know that story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Again, Crazy for You opens this Friday and continues through the 16th at the Civic. And you can find information on tickets and more at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com, or 343-1313, and that's area code 269 if you're outside Kalamazoo. And I know Ben Zillman and Catherine Williams are very excited to have this production get started. Things are getting very close to opening night here. How are your leads holding up, Polly and Bobby?
They are doing just great. We are so fortunate to have Chris Alamangstall playing Polly. She was in the Wizard of Oz and 42nd Street, and she was in Gypsy, and she's just done tons and tons of chorus lines. She was in, so she's a great dancer, great singer, really strong actress, and just has a terrific presence on stage. She
sparkles.
A dynamo.
Your eyes go to her when she's in a crowd. You just can't help but look and listen to her.
That's right. And Pedro Hogan, who's playing Bobby Child, is the same. He had the wonderful role in White Christmas, the big dance role, the Danny Kaye role. And he moves so well. And great voice and just a really nice presence on stage.
Yeah. And he does some iconic Fred Astaire-like moves, and on his body type himself, it reads so well. It's very, very entertaining to watch.
It's coming
very
from
nice.
A choreographer.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So the romantic leads have to be somewhat earnest and in love, and a lot of the funny stuff happens around them.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you would say that, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because the show is musical comedy. It's not musical theater. It really is musical comedy, and so it's got to be played in a little more presentational way, and yet you can never let go of that truth, that honesty. And I think our cast, the principals in particular, have done a wonderful job of walking that tightrope. It's very presentational in nature, with kind of the setup and the payoff, and the setup and the payoff, which is what comedy is built upon. But they're so honest and so earnest. That's a great word that you used.
Yeah. It strikes me that that's something rather difficult to learn as a young person, that if you have a natural gift for knowing how to walk that line, that's rare.
You're absolutely right. And again, I think it's a testament to Marie and Catherine and perhaps myself as well, that we help them find that balance. We help them know when they step over a little bit and when they need to pull it back. So again, that goes back to the director's concept for the production, knowing kind of how I want it to be played, how I see it being played, and then sharing that with the other members of the artistic team.
I was also getting around to the fact that there are a lot of colorful character parts around these two that are just a scream.
They are hysterical. They are hysterical. Otis Kleinberg's plays Bella Zangler, the Hungarian producer, and he's very, very funny.
Is he a stand-in for the real, like, Ziegfeld?
Well, you don't have to look too far
to
see the comparisons there. Absolutely. And then, you know, we have Dustin Morton, who plays Eugene Fodor, and Carly Stoker, and she plays Patricia Fodor, and it's they're wonderfully colorful people.
Bobby's mother is determined to bring him back to New York and get him in line, and she has some pretty hysterical moments.
She is very, very funny, and that's being played by Jane Holloway, and she is very funny. And then Abby Brooks is playing the fiance, the love interest, and she is doing just a great job. And Josh Danks playing Lank. I could go on and on about these people. They're so talented and they're so hardworking and so nice. And, you know, I think a lot of people forget when they come to see a show at the Civic, these are all volunteers. They work so hard to create great theater at night. And then they get up in the morning and they go to work as teachers or dentists or financial planners, whatever it might be, stay-at-home moms.
Yep.
It's a tremendous amount of commitment and talent that these people bring to the stage every single night.
They're getting about 5 hours of sleep.
Exactly.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. And then the show closes and they get right back up and come back down and do another show. It's just what we love to do.
And you can still hear the enthusiasm for it in the voices of my guests, Ben Zillman and Catherine Williams. And the payoff is just around the corner. Yeah. Show starts this Friday and continues through May 16th at the Kalamazoo Civic in downtown Kalamazoo, an institution since 1929. Fantastic. Let's go back to some music here. I think one of the biggest numbers must be I Got Rhythm.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? Chipper all the day and happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who can ask for anything more.
I got
That's one of the big numbers from Crazy for You. If you tuned in during the music of Gershwin, I have director Ben Zillman here with choreographer Catherine Williams, and they're very excited for this show to open at the Kalamazoo Civic on Friday night. Shows will continue through the 16th. This cast must be just working so hard. You can hear the dancing and everything else.
They are working so hard. You know, Kath, as I was listening to this track, I was thinking about the days when we had literally rehearsals in three different rooms all at one time. The singers were here and the dancers were here and the leads were here and this was happening. And it's all come together just so well.
I was wondering during the music if there's a reference here to Busby Berkeley and all of those great show pieces in film where you'd see these kaleidoscope of dancers.
Yeah, you do see that. And that was such something so new back then, that he loved his girls to all be beautiful. And that's sort of referred to in our show. And he had those formations that he made from atop with the camera, that to now, you know, we're more jaded, we're used to special effects, but back then, looking from the ceiling through the camera lens to formations down on the floor was such a huge deal. So we have some beautiful formations. They look good from the bottom floor or from the balcony. They're fun.
Well, and you know, Busby Berkeley was the director who directed Girl Crazy, on which Crazy for You is based. And he was known to be quite a taskmaster,
Am
I.
So, yes, he is.
So I think we have a bond there.
Oh, that's great. It's maybe difficult behind the scenes at times, but it's all fun for the audience. That's the main point, is this is just a fizzy, fun, hilarious show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it takes a lot of work
to make it happen.
That's exactly right. It takes a lot of work and a lot of energy and a lot of commitment to produce that type of effortless entertainment.
You know a lot about the history of the Kalamazoo Civic. And yeah, one thing I've seen said in the introduction to many, many shows is that the Civic itself, in terms of community theaters across the country, is in the top three.
Yes, actually, that number shifts a little bit from season to season, but people don't realize that community theater in this country is an industry in and of itself. There are over 7,000 community theaters in the country, and the Kalamazoo Civic is in the top five. And that's based on the size of the staff, the annual budget, the community participation as far as volunteers are concerned and patrons and so forth. So it's based on very quantifiable measures.
The Civic also is one of that group of institutions that kind of keeps Kalamazoo a great place to live culturally, working, you know, hand in hand with other organizations throughout the city. From music to fine art to theater, it's all, you have to work together in a community of this size.
And aren't we so fortunate that people so long ago saw the value in these artistic endeavors and said, we need to preserve this. We need to make sure for generations that these opportunities are available, whether it was the symphony or the KIA or the Civic. So fortunate.
1929, Gershwin was in his heyday at that time when this place was established.
Yeah.
Well, again, folks who want to see Crazy for You, you can do so by finding tickets and prices and more details at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com, or 343-1313. Catherine and Ben, it's been great to have you here, and I just ask you to pass along any final thoughts you had on the show this hour.
If you're looking for a good time, if you just want to escape the cares of the day, I can't think of a better way to do it than to see a show like Crazy for You.
It's a perfect escape from life and just an enjoyable time. And you definitely will move in your seat, tap a toe, nod your head, and it's all good.
Maybe get out those tap shoes.
Yep.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I spoke with choreographer Catherine Williams, a recipient of the Community Medal of Arts, and director Ben Zillman, who is wrapping up a long career with the Kalamazoo Civic with this turn as director of Crazy for You, which starts Friday. Full details online at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com, or 343-1313. I'm Kara Lawrence, leaving you with another Crazy for You number, Shall We Dance?
Shall we dance or keep on moping? Shall we dance and walk on air? Shall we give in to despair? Or shall we dance with never a care? Hey! Life is short, we're growing older. Don't you be an also-ran. You better dance, little lady, dance, little man. Dance whenever.